Episode 2679, Make Your Mental Well-Being a Priority.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you are having a fabulous week. And I want you to take some time for yourself today. It is all about healthy living. And where are you with that? You know, May is a very, very busy month, and whether you get yourself coming or going because of graduation, maybe your baby's graduating out of kindergarten, or maybe you have a senior this year, wherever you are on life's spectrum, you need to make your mental well-being a priority. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, the month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so I really want you to stay tuned because life can entangle your focus to the point of burying what matters alive. Make your mental well-being a priority every day so you can deal with life in every way. You know, it's a good time to reflect on what we are doing well in our mental health and what needs our attention. One thing I want to touch on first is that if you are at all considering injury of any form or fashion to yourself, please seek help. And in the show notes, I have included the National Suicide Hotline. You can reach them at 800-273-8255. And if you're in need of counseling, there are many therapists available to assist you. But I know sometimes we get ourselves trapped and we're like, yeah, I don't want anybody to know what's going on in my life, in my area. So I would encourage you to look at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Neither of these are a sponsor of this episode, but I do want to let you know how important our mental well-being is. And if you're one who's feeling good about where you are in life, be sure to keep your eyes and ears always open for those who might be hurting and need to be seen and heard. So let's look at making your mental well-being a priority, you know, because life can really get in the way. Juggling everything from kids to spouse, they need a lot of us, don't they? To dinner, to bills, to work, it complicates our mind and our emotions. So it's important for you and I to keep tabs on how we are feeling and responding to life. And we can do that in many different ways. So I want to go over 7 areas that we can really begin to focus and see, well, gosh, do I need to work on this area? Or maybe, nope, I'm doing really great. This isn't about, can you be better? This is about where you are, checks and balances. And maybe there is an area that you're like, okay, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Then look at it a little bit deeper. Do some reflection. And then make a decision as to what you want and how you want to move forward. So number one, nurture your relationships. Here's where you want to meet up with your family and friends on a regular basis so you can be who you are. No masquerade ball, only authenticity. You get to be you. So it's hanging out with your buds. And your buds may be your mom. It may be your sister. It could be your next door neighbor. But you want to be able to nurture those relationships. And I know with the craziness over the past 2 years, we've kind of forgotten how to reach out. We've gotten into a habit of FaceTiming or Zooming or even just texting. I want you to take it a step further. Make time to physically be present with those people who love you the most. Seriously, think about that for a minute. Because if you're hanging with someone who doesn't like you, then you need to be looking at things a little bit differently in your life, okay? So nurture your relationships. Number two, make time to exercise. Huh, you didn't want me to tell you that one, did you? But seriously, the more you intentionally move, the more you will feel alive. Exercise boosts how you feel mentally and physically, even if it's for just 5 minutes. And if you have time, take a stroll outside. You're gonna get some much needed vitamin D, which will boost your mood too. All of it to benefit you. So make time for that intentional movement. It does our bodies good. And who doesn't want a little extra, you know, a couple pounds off so we can look good in our bikinis? Oh, wait, did I say bikinis? Okay, no. Wear whatever you want, but I'm not going to be seen in a bikini. That's all I got to say, because that's for another episode. Number three, grieve what you have lost. You know, grief shows up in all areas of life, and it doesn't have to be a physical death. A lot of us look at grief as the loss of life. Now, yes, that's a very serious one, but grief might come from your child getting married or your son moving off to college. It can also come when you leave something behind, like you move to a new area. You sell your home, you have to go to a brand new area. And please understand that grieving comes in all shapes and sizes. So give yourself permission to experience it the way you specifically need. Your patience with yourself will be a gift. So grieve what you have lost. It's okay to go through the process, all right? It is something that we need to give ourselves as a gift, and it will treat us, our mind and body and spirit, so much better when we do that. Number four, invest in rest. The lack of sleep can contribute to many physical and mental ailments. So don't punish yourself by getting less to no sleep. You've got to be a mama bear and get into hibernation mode every night. Your well-being depends on it. And I know, I think a lot of us could really honestly begin to look at that more seriously. Because when you're exhausted, what do you think is happening with your body? Oh, there's a lot of stuff happening, right? Your cortisol's going all rickety-rackety all over the place. You are irritable. You can become easily angered. And you're just not settled in what you're doing in your everyday. So you really got to invest in rest. And maybe that's one place you need to start. I don't know. For me, I told you, I'm working on this. It's not my best thing, but I do my best and I do invest in rest. Number five, boost your laughter moments. Come on, laughter is a mind's best friend. You heard it here, my friend. You gotta laugh more, right? Find those funny cat videos and enjoy some deep belly laughs. Your mind, body, and spirit will thank you. Sometimes we're just too serious. You know, I was just sitting with the family last night and it was funny because we were just having a moment. I don't know. We had some crazy game show on. Oh, I think it was we had DVR'd the Price is Right at night. I don't know what was going on, but it was just funny. And all of a sudden, we just start cracking up laughing. And in that moment, I thought, oh my gosh, this feels so good. We need to have more feel-good moments. And you can do that when you boost your laughter moments. Really try to find those in your everyday, because you know, it's like a vitamin. You need them. Seriously, vitamin D you need every day, laughter you need every day. It does your mind and body and your spirit well. Number six, stay mentally stimulated. There is something good about being a life learner. Your mind has got to be stimulated. So stay curious in life. Learn a new hobby or pick up a new book. This will give you direction and in every moment of purpose. And I think that's what we forget, because sometimes when we get down on ourselves, it's like, gosh, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I just feel like I'm lost. I feel alone. I don't feel like I have purpose. Well, sometimes it's not about the given purpose in life. If you're a mom, that's part of your purpose. If you're a wife, that's part of your purpose, right? If you have a career, whatever that career is, that is part of your purpose. Now, some people would argue and say, well, Christiane, no, it's not really. Okay, we could argue back and forth, but the thing is, what you do every day, all of your actions, all of your thoughts wrap up in your purpose of life. But the thing is we're looking for like this big, huge, oh, moment all the time. It's like, I've got to feel it all the time. You know, you're standing on stage as if you're Carrie Underwood. All the lights are going and blaring and blasting, and this is it. And you should feel that all the time. This is my purpose. Maybe it's not. But you can have an every moment of purpose where you know that right here, I'm settled and I love where I'm at. So stay mentally stimulated. And finally, number seven, one of my favorites, snuggle up with a pet. If you have a dog or cat, monkey or goldfish, make time for them. Cuddle up and share a few sentences and a quick bite of snacks. If you don't talk to your pet, you're strange. I just gotta say it. We all talk to our pets, whether they're the goldfish, monkey, or the dog or the cat, or even the cow or the duck. I even talk to birds when I'm out walking. I know it sounds crazy, but I see the robin and I address the robin. And I say, you look beautiful today. And every once in a while, I'll give a whistle back. Our cardinals, we have so many cardinals here. They are such a blessing to me. And it's gorgeous because I'll see them and have you heard a cardinal's call? Oh my gosh, they just sing all the time and they're beautiful. And so I sing back with them. I know maybe my neighbors think I'm strange, but guess what? My mental well-being feels really good because I'm out in nature. It's my time to kind of cuddle up with nature. And so wherever you are, make it a part of your everyday. This will do both you good and it will pump up your spirits. Who doesn't need a few more smiles in the day? So take a deep breath. There's a lot going on in this world. We have a lot happening. You have a lot happening in your personal life. If you look globally, sometimes all you can do is shake your head and get on your knees because you just don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But I want to encourage you not to take your well-being for granted. If at some point in your life, and it doesn't have to be now, you get to feeling a little down and out, make note. Don't go too many days not reaching out to someone you can talk to. The sooner you address what is happening, even if you don't know what it is, the quicker you can get additional help and you can get back to what you're doing. So go out and impact the world that you touch. Take care of you so you can love others too. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.